Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Saturday morning. Even if the weather is funky, honey, it's beautiful because we are here. So today we want to focus our attention on the word empowerment. So often we need a little push, a little extra push, a little motivation and a little inspiration to get done whatever it is we need to get done or to help fix our broken spaces and places. So today we are going to be talking about empowerment, in particular, women's empowerment. Now, that's not to say, fellas, that I need you to turn off the radio because I need you to hear this as well. All right. So we're going to be speaking with a really good friend of mine who has been doing tireless work on empowering young women in particular. Her name is Lacey Clark, and she is joining us this morning. But I want to know from you, how often do you get a chance to empower another person, or how often do you feel like you need empowerment? Have an answer to those questions? Give me a call. 215-263-1039. Again, 215-263-1039. As usual, we're going to start off with a moment of inspiration.
There was no one around. God even spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy.
Praise
him.
Praise
him. Help me in here.
Praise
Come on and
praise.
trouble on every side. And when I'm broke,
and a very good morning, y'all. I hope you are up and ready to start the day. It is Saturday, and happy Saturday to you. Welcome to Praise in the City. Thank you for taking a moment to check out the program today. We are talking about empowerment on the show this morning. Who doesn't need that, honey? Who doesn't need a little extra kick in the tuchus or an extra pat on the back or an extra word to say, you can do this, you can get through this, you can work this thing out? Or, honey, you're okay. Don't go off all the way over to the left. You are okay. You will be okay. You will stay okay. So we are talking about empowerment today, and we would love to hear from you. How often do you have an opportunity to empower someone? I'm asking you this. Do you get a chance to empower people? Do you empower people on a regular basis? What is that like for you when you're able to do that? The other question this morning is, do you feel like you need some empowerment right now? There's something you're trying to do, something you're trying to get rid of, something you're just not feeling right about, and you need some encouragement or empowerment. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Joining me in studio, oh, by the way, I didn't say who I am. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your host this morning, and I thank you so much again for checking us out. Joining me in studio is Miss Lacey Clark, and you want to talk about empowerment? This sister has been doing it forever. I mean, she has had all types of sister circles, and she is about the business of empowering others. And I welcome you to the program this morning, Mama.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Awesome. Glad sauce. To be here. Yeah, thank you. So let's just talk about that. Just give everybody listening a little background on what you do and how you started doing it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a company called Sister Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. It started in 2002, and the intention really was to support young women mm-hmm. in understanding their self-worth and their self-value, specifically in the climate of media, specifically hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would turn on the television and hear the radio, and I would hear, you know, all these messages that were constantly coming at our young people,
yes, Jeff.
Specifically our young women, about, you know, their value, and their value was oftentimes just very sexual. Mm-hmm. That's the message they constantly got at a young age. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to create a space that supported young women in understanding their value beyond that. And so it was for young women, but I included the community because of course it's not just about the young women. We need the community on board.
Yeah.
And so, you know, about the tea parties that they used to do back in the day, and mm-hmm. hope to bring those back. And, the intention was
And explain to, what that is, because someone just listening might think, tea party, what? You mean the tea party? Girl,
talking? So I used to do, and I'm going to bring them back in Philadelphia and New York, these events on a monthly basis called the Inner Beauty Parties.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention was to have a holistic conversation with the intergenerational mm-hmm. women in our community. And the intention was to empower our young women.
Nice.
And so I used to do that on a monthly basis. And I speak, I coach, I'm an mm-hmm. author. I wrote two books. And so my mission in life, my heart's I guess, passion and my calling mm-hmm. is to really support, you know, the next generation. We call them the millennials.
Nice.
And being phenomenal women. And mm-hmm. so that's where Phenomenally You came about. But I've been doing this since 2002 and just really committed to seeing our people shine. Specifically our girls.
Amen. Amen. And listen, I would love for you, my wonderful audience, to call in if you have any questions specifically for Lacey, or if you'd like to answer my question about, do you get a chance to empower others and what is that like for you? What do you do to empower other people? And the other part of the question is, do you feel like you need some additional empowerment? Do you feel like you just need an extra push this morning? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. So interesting that you bring up self-worth. That's been coming up a lot. And one of the things that is so interesting, if you are a woman who is very in tune with her self-worth, I will often hear, I don't even understand how a sister could do this, that, and such. How could you feel so low about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
For me, that tone doesn't help.
Agreed, 100%.
Just because there are so many ways to lose your self-worth.
Absolutely.
And because you have lost your self-worth doesn't mean you yourself are worthless.
Mm.
So that...
Yes, Tiffany. That, yeah, I love that.
You know what I'm saying? You have you might have those moments. You may have had a trauma, mm-hmm. or you may have just not known how to deal with a variety of situations in your life. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were never taught how to let something go. All mm-hmm. you see is how to internalize and hold on and hold on. And even if you are a praying person, you still might not know how to let that hurt part go.
Yes, Tiffany.
And
yes.
So then what will ultimately end up going is some parts of your worth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in that space to already feel like, man, I ain't this, I ain't that, mm-hmm. and to have someone look down on you even more
right.
for not being this, not being that, and not adding a little uplift or whatever,
right.
it makes the situation worse. So I bring that up to ask, how do you instruct people who are fine with their self-worth to not hurt someone who isn't?
That's an amazing question. Thank you for that question. Right. So what I hear is judgment. You know, how do we, you know, walk in the world without having this deep judgment and realizing how judgment can really cause more injury to other folks? I think it's important to know that we're all human and that at some point, you know, we're going to need support.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether that's support from, you know, healing from a past trauma, a current trauma, a future trauma, like at some point we'll need support. And we want to be think about, what do we need when we're in that space? You know, do we need someone saying, well, you shoulda, you coulda, you better, or do we need someone saying, I understand, you know, compassion. And so I think it's really, really important to be able to have compassion and think about, if you were in that position, if you had empathy, how would you want someone to love you or value you or support you?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes compassion seems like it's the price of a Tiffany bracelet or something. Like folks just can't afford to have it. But I don't know.
And that's unfortunate, Tiffany. Unfortunate.
But it seems like that, you know, I'll just watch a variety of situations unfold. And I can't even lie. Like, I haven't, like, there have been moments where I've not had as much compassion as I should.
Sure.
And then I'll go back and check myself like, you know better than that. But I'm really more interested in, you know, the different ways we can educate people who are fine and know that someone who has lost their self-worth, that they're not to be looked down upon.
Sure, but I want to, you know, what does fine mean? Because my whole thing is that, you know, all of us, like, no one is stellar in every area.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so while you may not be able to identify with that specific thing that that other person has done or had an issue with, there is probably something in your life at some point that you can identify with.
Yeah.
So I think that it's really about tapping into that. I think that people are so removed from that or want to hide behind a mask. Like, I'm okay. I'm perfect. I'm stellar in every area of my life, which is not the reality. how do you begin to take that mask off and be able to see the humanity in yourself first and then support someone else and, you know, journeying in their humanity.
So. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, we would love to hear your testimony. If you have questions for our very special guest, Miss Lacey Clark, please call in. Or if you want to talk about how often you are able to empower someone and what it is that you do to empower other people, or if you feel like you need some empowerment, you're like, yeah, I'm struggling right now. I could use a little extra push. Take advantage of the opportunity to have this wonderful young lady who is here to empower us and talk about the ways she empowers others. So reach out to us at 215-263-1039. Let's go to Damona, calling in from Philadelphia on line one. Damona, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was born and raised in Philadelphia, and West Oakland area, and I lived in the Richard Allen projects too, and I live in different projects and stuff. I was on just Echo at a young age and stuff, so I got off of just Echo and start changing my life, like not going to clubs and bars and parties no more, going more to church.
Amen.
I go to Rehoboth Church, the Charleston, Wyoming. That's my church home.
Okay.
So okay. I've been in church ever since I was 2 years old.
Okay. So are you feeling that you need a little extra encouragement on staying on your straight and narrow journey?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Lacey, would you like to speak to that, please?
Sure. Hello, good morning, Damona. I wanted to ask you if you have anyone at your church that is a support system for you.
Yes, my children.
Your children?
She was asking, do you have anyone at your church who is a support system for you?
At my church?
Yes, ma'am.
The sisters in the church help me, and the mothers
Excellent.
Of the church help me.
Excellent. And so I was going to say that, you know, one thing that's really, really important to stay on a positive path is to be around people who support you or can support you or who believe in you being well or you being happy and you being of joy. And so I think that if you have that support system at your church, to stay around them, because there's so many negative, you know, aspects of life that can pull you down. So if they are positive, a positive focus in your life, stay on them and get involved in whatever they're doing. You know, ask if you can kind of hang out with them wherever they are. But whoever's in your life that's a positive source of inspiration, try to be as close to them as possible. But keep in mind, you also want to give back to them as well. So how can you, you know, offer some good insight and some positivity to their lives as well? We want to make sure it's an even exchange. Is that clear?
Right. I go to a mental health program every day for mental health. And I take mental health medication. And the people there, when we have they have, like, healthy food we can eat and stuff. They have a training there. We can exercise and stuff. And they really care about me. So they're helping me. They're helping me get through what I'm going through.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
When I go there, we have community meeting. We just singing in the program.
Right.
We do, like, music and stuff.
So, Damona, it sounds like you really do have a good support system. And I'm guessing Lacey and myself are both saying stay in tune with that support system. Make sure you let the sisters in the church know, or the people at the program that you just mentioned, let them know when you're feeling a little off center, when you're feeling down or whatever, so they can kind of rush in, swoop in, and give you the support that you need, whether it's verbal, whether it's prayer, whether it's, you know, whatever, whether it's financial, whatever the case is. So part of the work is going to be you staying plugged into your already set up network.
And I was going to say, too, make sure that you are consuming things in your life that are positive. So music. So you're listening to praise. So that's good. Music and, you know, talks, you know, if you're on YouTube, you know, who are you watching on YouTube? So constantly consuming things that are going to build your spirit. You know, things that are negative, if you're on social media and everybody in your timeline is on some negativity, you got to cancel them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great
they
got to go. You know what I mean? So find
some
good people.
I'm not on social media, though.
Okay.
I'm not on YouTube. I'm not on Facebook or none of that.
Okay, well, that's good.
Out there like that. I'm a private person with myself.
Okay, well, that's good. So we want to encourage, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take the next call in a couple of seconds, but we are going to encourage you to stay in tune with the people that you already have around you. That is going to be key.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so definitely if you have a network, some people don't even have that, honey, I'm telling you. You have a network. Yeah, definitely stay.
I have family that cares about me too.
Okay, so it's going to be up to you to make sure you stay in contact with them, reach out to them, let them know when you're not feeling well, allow them to pour into you, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and thank you so much for your testimony.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Uda, is that who that is? Okay, we have Uda calling in from Philadelphia. And before we get to you, Uda, I just want to remind everybody the phone number to call. We would love to hear your testimony or if you have questions. We are talking about empowerment today. Do you get to empower other people? What is that like for you? Reach out to us. Do you feel like you need some empowerment? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Uda from Philadelphia, good morning. You're live on
the
air.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Sister Tiffany, and thank you, Sister Lacey. I really appreciate the work that Lacey does. She's been amazing in my life for a number of years. I met her at the Entrepreneurs Forum of Greater Philadelphia.
Awesome.
And she reached out to me, and I'm grateful that she did.
Yay.
Thank you. There's so many resources out there for so many people, and there's so many opportunities, and there's so much resource inside people that people are not aware of, that all around there are people to be empowered on a daily basis and to be resourced and to be questioned about what truly gives them joy, and then finding how to link them from their desire to the opportunities that are just surrounding us. I think as long as we don't all face food insecurity, there's just nothing but opportunity, especially in a city like Philadelphia. That's what I love to do for people on a daily basis.
Awesome. And what specific way are you able to do that for folk?
Well, I'm part of a company that I founded called Vocational Transformations, Vocational Liberation Workshops, and Sister Lacey's been able to visit some of our workshops. Do hidden job markets workshops. I help people find hidden resources within themselves by asking questions that are a little bit off center, and then just. I'm going to be doing a conference.
Okay, wait. You can't. Yeah, we can't have you give all the. We can't have you give all the information on air because that would be a commercial.
No. That's not what I'm. I'm not. It's a free call. Whatever. The point is, it's just an opportunity for people to explore things, and so many of our kids are told that if they don't do well in school, the world is going to collapse around them, and we'd want people to do well in school. I love school myself, but there's the average person, if they can fly a kite, if they can climb a tree, there are jobs attached to that. People don't realize that the whole state of Connecticut fell apart because people were not permitted to get paid for climbing trees in a previous storm, and then the tree surgeons and the tree arborists couldn't restore power to the state of Connecticut. That's a simple skill that is in many, many young people. Or to fly a kite, it translates into so many industries that require somebody to understand which way the wind is blowing without a weatherman. And even sailing and sailboats and windsurfing and all of these different possibilities, and people just don't see them, but they're in us, and we're often told, oh, you don't know anything, you don't have any skills, you don't have any academically credible skills, therefore there's nothing for you to do, and it's just not true.
Awesome. Very interesting. Lacey, did you want to say anything?
So, of course, I know it's powerful work, you know, and I'm always grateful for the work that you're doing. Uda is really, really powerful in terms of helping people understand how amazing they are and how many skills they have to actually monetize for their survival. And I think that's empowerment.
Absolutely.
To be able to monetize your skills and to thrive. You know, we don't get that message enough. So definitely a powerful work. So thank you for calling in, Uda. I really appreciate it.
Awesome, Uda. Thank you so much for listening and for giving us this phone call.
Blessings to you.
All right. God bless. Have a good one.
Okay.
If you're just tuning in, it is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We thank you so much for checking us out this morning. We are talking about empowerment. We have the empowerment sister in the room. Her name is Lacey Clark. She's been doing this thing since 2002 out there working with our young people. And, you know, that is one of my passions next to the performing arts, making sure young folks have everything that they need, that they are empowered, that they have a voice, that they have a platform. When you are encountering a teenage girl, what do you think are her most pressing challenges for her to stay empowered?
That's a good question. I think self-esteem is always a huge piece. It's always huge because I think that as a young person, you're always trying to figure out who you are and where you fit. And, you know, what's your power? What am I valuable for? You know, how do people see me? So I think that that's a really huge piece that a lot of young people go through, specifically girls, specifically in this climate where everything is all about, you know, how valuable are women. And then, you know, if you're not looking like Beyonce, if you're not dropping it like Beyonce, you know, then I don't know how valuable you really are, you know. So I think self-esteem is a huge piece. And I think that's the number one issue that I think a lot of teens are dealing with, but specifically girls, in terms of, you know, who am I and what is my value today and how can I shine?
How can I have value when nobody's looking? Whether intentionally or unintentionally, not looking. How to have value. I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I see we have more calls. And again, I encourage you to give us a call to engage in this dialogue that we're having about empowerment, self-empowerment, empowerment of young people, empowerment of others. Reach out to us with a testimony or question. Feel free. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Patricia calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Patricia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. I'm a poet, and every day I just put out a poetry on Facebook just to inspire women. And I'm writing a book called Dare to Be Inspired.
Nice.
And I wanted to share a poem with you.
I'm going to ask that it's very short.
It's very short.
Okay, amen.
Smile. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So come on, give me a smile. It looks so good on your face, and it's still in style. Remember, the Lord makes his face to shine upon you and gives you peace, and the favor of God is on your life. The Lord, he will increase. So joyfully come to the throne of grace. Come happy and come bold. My thing went off. And come happy and come bold, because your smile could bring a message of cheer from God to a needy soul. Smile. You're on somebody's camera.
All right.
That's
good,
cool.
Mama. I was just
thank
sure.
you.
Okay, good.
Yes,
good.
So
thank
God
you.
Is good. And I praise him every single day for the gift of being able to encourage somebody.
Amen.
So there to be inspired.
Amen. Good
God
stuff.
You.
God bless you, Patricia. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for calling in.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye. All right. We want you to stay right there. We need to take a break. If you're on the line, we're going to come right back to you. We are talking about empowerment, self-empowerment, empowerment of our young girls in particular. And what does empowerment look like for our young boys? They need some help as well, honey. So we are wrapping around the idea of empowerment this morning. Reach out and give us a call. Be a part of today's discussion. 215-263-1039. Stay with us. More Praise in the City continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And And a very good morning to you. Welcome to the second half of today's edition of Praise in the City. We're talking about empowerment this morning, how to be empowered, inspired. We have a young lady here who has been doing some awesome work with our young women in the community, keeping them empowered and inspired. So we welcome you to give us a call at 215-263-1039. How do you empower others? Do you need some empowerment? Do you have some questions for Lacey? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Roberta calling in from West Philadelphia. Roberta, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. Happy New Year, you guys.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. I'm calling because I am a parent of a 17-year-old son who has autism, ADHD, and medical situations.
Mm-hmm.
When most parents get that diagnosis, they're devastated. Some parents feel like it's a death sentence. So what I basically, I don't want to say death sentence, but they're very devastated. Their life is in shambles.
Yeah.
What I did was I started a parent support group. I do advocacy for the parents. Mm. And as well as, like I said, I started an after-school program for our kids to help the parents to know that, you know, that this is not, you know, as devastating as we think it is. It's a wonderful thing. Our children are wonderful. I give them support in the sense of making sure that their kids have the proper goals for school and as well as in the community. And when they leave that transition, when they leave school, I'm definitely a support for our parents because a lot of them are, you know, they don't really know what to do when their kids are home and so forth. And I just show them and support them. And when they see my son, as well as other kids that's in our program, they realize that, you know, their child, too, can do this. Your child, too, can talk. Your child, too, will speak, will tell you I love you, will be able to possibly go to the store one day by themselves and so forth. So these are the things that I do on a daily basis. And this is because I love our parents and I love our children.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Excellent. Yes.
That is so important, the
Indeed
work you're doing.
Indeed
yes.
it is.
And I mean, this is something I just started on my own. It's not, you know, I'm with no organization or anything like that. I am a parent, and myself and my husband had started this. We, like I said, our after-school program. I started off with a parent support group as well as advocacy for parents.
I think that's powerful. I think that it's important that people in the community take a role in giving back. And you've used your heart and your energy and your resource to give back. And I think that that's what powerful, healthy, you know, communities are made of. So thank you for, you know, blessing us with your work. And,
oh, you are so welcome.
And that's
I
a beautiful
thank you
piece.
Guys so much every day, you know, for just being here. And your voice this morning is awesome.
Awesome. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Have a good day and happy 2015.
Thank you. Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we are welcoming your phone calls at 215-263-1039. Again, we are talking about empowerment. I started off with a bit of a question for you before the break about what does it look like empowering our young men? What things do they need that are different from the young women?
That's a great question. I think boys develop differently than girls, of course. I think that at the very core level, you know, a lot of our young people are still dealing with self-esteem issues, specifically your African-American, you know, youth. And with all the issues with, you know, police brutality and not feeling like, you know, you're able to get justice in this country. Like, you know, how do you then look at yourself when these issues are happening in the media? So talking about African-American men, it's like, am I disposable? Am I needed? You know, am I valuable in this country? In this city, in this house, you know what I mean?
Amen.
So
Amen.
I think that, you know, with boys, you know, it's really about, you know, the message is the, am I valuable? Am I needed? It's the same thing, but I think in a different, in a different way.
They don't, I would guess that they don't have as many,
role models.
Well, no. The image thing isn't as deep and twisted as it is for women because the, you know, women are more objectified and sexualized than the men are. They are more sexualized in terms of going to get it, whereas the women are like the object of it and also viewed sometimes as disposable. You know, so that becomes a little different. How do you deal with that? If you're working with young women, how do you help them to understand that a lot of young men mm-hmm. are going to have that kind of disposable mentality, and how do they get over that mm-hmm. and not be scarred by it?
Yeah, great question. So I think that, you know, I mean, it's so many layers, Tiffany. But
I know.
So many layers.
Too many to tackle
but
in 1 hour.
Let me try. Let me try to get a little something going here.
Yes.
Basically, I think that when it comes down to, you know, one, young women. So first of all, you have to ask yourself, it always goes back to the father. Was the father around?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the first image of a man that a young woman gets.
Mm-hmm.
And if she didn't have a father, then she looks to, one, media, and then the people around her mm-hmm. to figure out, well, what is a man? Right. So if she doesn't have these ideologies that help her be healthy in a relationship with another, you know, with a boy or a man, then, you know, she's kind of like fishing. So and then she'll attract someone who won't value her.
Right.
And so, you know, and then he won't value himself because did he have a father? Did he have someone tell him, you know, what his worth was as a growing, you know, male?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's so many different layers to it in terms of what did the girl see as a young woman? What mm-hmm. did the boy see as a young boy? Mm-hmm. You know, did he have models that were healthy?
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, again, in our media culture, what is his message? What is he? How is he seen, mm-hmm. you know, in our country? But how does he see himself?
Yeah.
So those are really, really important questions I think that young boys need to ask themselves.
What do you think other community members, people like yourself who are just sure. out there, may or may not be parents, what can we do to help support empowering messages of young men and young women?
Great question. I think that it's about conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's more so about being an authority figure. I think, you know, you know, your role as a person of influence is felt, not necessarily, you know, preached. It's not you don't have to preach at per se.
Right. Right.
So I think it's about conversation, being able to have conversations with people to understand what's happening and what's going on
yeah.
for understanding.
Yeah.
And then from understanding, can you make suggestions and offer support?
Yeah.
But if you're coming at it kind of from this arrogant space, like I know what's best,
mm-hmm.
here it is,
mm-hmm.
take it. Deal with it, mm-hmm. get over it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not really penetrating in a way that's really useful
right.
or valuable or creates long-term change. So I would think the support is about asking questions and mm-hmm. listening.
And
listening.
I lost art sometimes.
Yes.
Listening. But listen, I want you to call in because we have a few more minutes left in the program at 215-263-1039. Let's go to Ray, who's calling in from Mount Airy. Ray, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning to both of you. This is a great topic today.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's a couple of things that I'd like to say. One is that a lot of times the children nowadays in their 18, 19, 17-year-old ages
mm-hmm.
don't have much of an image to look at in terms mm-hmm. of, like you said, value, financial value
mm-hmm.
of being empowered.
Mm-hmm.
There's no programs, there's no community programs, there's no government programs to show them the fun, the skill, the enjoyment that they can get from something that they'd love to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have something like what that young lady has that just called in about helping some the parents that have some difficult children
right.
to monitor, and they actually see the skill, or even someone that does hair, and they learn that they love to do hair or want to do hair.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have that to see, a lot of times they don't gravitate to what they want to be empowered to do
mm-hmm.
until it's too late.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you have a lot of parents that have skills, but like you said, they don't have the monetary
right.
value on the skill. So they don't know how to value the skill to mm-hmm. turn it into a fundamental business
mm-hmm.
and to show the children how to actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you wind up with the skills of a handyman instead of the skills of a professional plumber or a professional painter because they just lack the ability to transition it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the exposure. You know?
And it would be nice.
Exposure.
Like back in the day, we used to have programs from the government that taught carpentry and taught mm-hmm. plumbing. And things like that. But once the general market saw the value in that, they took it away from us and they began to use it. Now the value is in that, in this industry,
mm-hmm.
because that's where the finances are if you don't have a professional skill.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
you make some really good points.
I applaud the children that actually do hair every day, mm-hmm. you know, or do braiding every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a skill. I mean, that is a nice skill. Mm-hmm. But to see that for our young boys, to see them do carpentry or to see them do mechanic work or whatnot, mm-hmm. they're so busy on the PlayStation games and things like that you can't really intercede and show them the value in that until they realize, well, I don't have a skill.
Mm. Yeah, so we need more programs like what Lacey has going on. We'll hear about that a little later on. And just for other community members to, if nothing else, maybe mentor someone to reach out and expose a young person to what it is that they do, just to say, hey, you know, there's another side of life. There's another way to live life other than just what you see every day. And nothing against whatever your mom and dad does, but if you're not really interested in what they do,
right.
Then you're fresh out. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, what is there? I don't want to be a doctor. I'm not good at math. I'm not going to be a scientist. I'm not going to be that. I don't know what I want. But, you know, to get exposed to so many, there's so many different types
amazing
of careers.
Things to do. Right. And I think what's powerful is that, you know, oftentimes it is about the mentorship to be able to navigate new worlds. Because, again, if you're raised in a certain area where you only see, you know, a basketball player, a drug dealer, or football, you know, whatever the case may be, then yes, all you'll choose. But I think it is about mentorship. That's why I believe in visibility of people who are successful in community, so they can actually see that there is someone else doing something else outside of the norm.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of mentorship is taken by the parents or by a program placing them there and forcing them to see the value there. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a particular interest in it themselves, they're not going to go to look for a mentor.
Right. But that's what I think that the onus as a community is on us to stand up and say, I'm availing myself to be a mentor.
And
whomever I connect with via whatever program, whether it's Big Brother and Big Sister, whether it's whatever the case, through a church, through an organization, then I think that we need to actually have the manpower and the woman power to be able to be visible for our communities and for our children.
And with that, Ray, I'm going to have to cut you there because I have to get to this other caller before we end this show.
Thank you very much, Tiffany. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You do the same. All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to John calling in from Germantown. John, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Morning,
how are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to make a comment about the question, what can we do to empower these young men?
Yes.
Now, I did 11 years in the Marine Corps, so I definitely understand the meaning of discipline and the meaning of words. You know, and I think that with these young men, we need to show them that there's power in their words.
Amen.
You know, when God spoke, things happened. You know, when he said, let there be, it was. You know, when Jesus spoke, people stopped and listened.
Yes.
You know, so they need to understand that there's power in their words.
Mm-hmm.
Also, their presence of who they are, how they carry themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's presence is so powerful, Moses couldn't look at it. You know, when Jesus walked in, everyone stopped, turned, and who's that man? You know, it's that man that's carrying himself with the utmost respect of presence.
Right.
You know, and they also need to understand respect.
Mm-hmm.
These young folk these days so entitled to respect. They don't understand that it is definitely earned.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
earned in how you carry yourself, how you present yourself,
mm-hmm.
what you do. You know, you don't want to live up to what's going on TV, you know, the show Power. Good show, but that's showing a black man in charge of drugs, of illegal activity. It's not showing a black man in charge of school, you know, in charge of
image, right? Image is very
better.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Very. Good stuff. Thank you, John. I appreciate your comments this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right, Lacey, we are getting close to the end of the program. I know. An hour is just not enough. An hour is just not enough. But it's okay.
Thank you.
I know that you were working on a specific thing to help young ladies get on the right track with their goals. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm having a seminar coming up January 24th downtown at the Friends Center. It's in partnership with the Center for Returning Citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept is really about supporting girls who are graduating high school this year.
Okay.
2015. If you're graduating high school 2015 and you are transitioning to college, I have an amazing seminar for you. It's called Girl, get your goals right in 2015.
I know that's right.
Get your goals right. And the intention really is to get our young women in a great headspace as they continue to walk in this year, specifically as they transition from being a high school girl to a college woman.
Listen, let me tell you, I can firsthand tell you how valuable like that is. They didn't have a seminar when I was a senior. Transitioning to college. But what I had was some old heads who were already there that basically sat me down and said, girl, this is what you need to do. So anything that can help somebody just even navigating the tangled web that is getting my degree from a four-year program that might end up being a six-year program depending on the money and if I end up on academic probation or whatever. You know, just even how to navigate that that is so important for freshmen to have. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, and so the intention, like you said, is to really kind of get, again, the girls in the headspace, but at the same time, put them up on game, if you will, in reference to what they're going to be encountering as they transition. So many young people are just unaware of what's on the other side of high school, of college, of life. You know what I'm saying? And so Phenomenally You, this specific seminar is really all about helping them get clarity and knowing this is the vision for the year. Here's how we're going to walk toward that vision. And let's not get distracted. Because distractions are in the way.
Once you walk on campus, the distraction is there.
I'm just saying,
depending on what high school you went
to, distractions.
Very attractive distractions are waiting to throw you off your goal.
Absolutely. So let's stay focused, right? Let's stay focused. Focused. So exactly right, Tiffany. And I think a lot of young women are just unaware of that and not conscious of how that really does steer them away from where they want to go. So girl, get your goals right. In 2015 is really about helping out young women who are transitioning from high school to college and having a powerful, successful head on right now.
Right. Amen. I would say, and the word no is sexy.
Yes. No is very sexy. That's in the book.
Use it.
Yes. Phenomenally You. Yes.
Use it.
It's in the book. Learn how to say no with love. Yes.
When you're in college, please say no.
Yes.
A lot.
Don't get caught up.
Don't get caught up. It's right there. Okay. So, amen on that. Thank you so much, Lacey.
I really appreciate you
coming in, and I appreciate the work that you do to empower young women, and I thank you so much for taking the time. And what's the website so people can follow you find you?
Yes. I'm on social media, so it's at Lacey C. Clark, L-A-C-E-Y, Lacey C. Clark on social media. And my website to register is Phenomenally. phenomenally-u So that's phenomenally-u.com.
Awesome sauce. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much, Tiffany.
All right. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.